This is Autumn Miles back with you, the Autumn Miles Show. I am so glad that you are tuning in with us today. Man, it's a great day in the Metroplex today. I hope you are feeling the same way. Let me tell you something. This is the week of Easter. We are celebrating the risen King. God is not dead. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And if that does not give you reason to be excited about your day, I don't know what is. You know, I can't help you if that don't minister to you. So excited to be back with you today. We have an incredible guest. I just want to invite you. I want to personally invite you. You know, I attend a church that I adore. You know, I've gone to a lot of churches, and my husband and I, the moment we stepped foot in Shoreline, Dallas, we attend Shoreline, Dallas. You can reach Shoreline, Dallas, shorelinedallas.com. I sat down, and home was what I felt. We are home, you know, and so many, there's so many, we're in the Metroplex, y'all. I mean, come on. There is so many amazing churches that we love. I love a body of Christ working for God's glory and for the gospel. But this is where we have camped, my husband and I, my four children, Shoreline Dallas, and we have just moved, y'all, into a brand new facility. This church is 3 years old. They started with, I think it was 12 or 17 people. You know, don't quote me on that, but you know, they'll give me grace. Pastor Earl and Onika over there, they'll give me grace on that. Started with a very small number of people, and in 3 years we have moved from the Angelica Theater. We used to meet there in Dallas. We have moved to a facility that was, you know, just a couple miles away from the Angelica in Dallas. And we have just as of last week, we have moved into a brand new facility that we have renovated, because in 3 years, this church plant, this dream, this vision that God has given Pastor Earl and Onika has literally caught fire. And you know, I want to personally invite you to my church for Easter Sunday. Y'all need to experience and celebrate the power of the risen King. ShorelineDallas.com. You can go on the website and you can find out just the activities of the weekend. It is on 10715 Garland Road in Dallas, Texas. I want to invite you. I'm telling you what. Pastor Earl, he brings it home every single week. He is so anointed by the Spirit. And, you know, I just want you to be a part of it. And look for me. I'll be there. I'm the blonde girl that, you know, loves Jesus up in the front, typically. I am so glad that you're joining us today. We have an amazing guest. And I love that I just got to pump my church, Shoreline Dallas, because my guest is one of the pastors on staff at Shoreline Austin. And we actually met because of my affiliation through Shoreline Dallas. So her name is Cheryl Luke. Welcome to the show, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm really wonderful and glad to be here today.
You know, as soon as I met Cheryl, I was immediately drawn to her. She has, and you'll see throughout the show, she just has this maternal, like, I got to know her. Can she just pray for me? vibes that she puts out. Like, this woman is completely anointed. Cheryl, you are working hard over there in Austin at Shoreline Austin. I keep wanting to say Shoreline Dallas because I say it so much. But you're working over there. Tell us what you do at the church in Shoreline, at Shoreline Austin.
Okay, well, I do a couple of things. I am the women's pastor here at Shoreline. I also oversee all of our logistics. So anything that happens with our volunteers on a Sunday morning, I oversee those things. And then I am our Celebrate Recovery and our Freedom Pastor. So I really get to watch people walk from areas of bondage to freedom. It's absolutely amazing. Mm. And I oversee our hospitality process and our assimilation. And the assimilation process is helping people who are first-time guests get involved and into some type of track to help them develop.
Mm. You have got a big job over there.
A lot of fun.
A big job, lots of fun. You know, I know that it is. I've been able to meet a lot of the staff over there. You know, it's an amazing movement that's happening over there in Austin. But today, you know, one of the things that you love to do is speak. I know through the Blush Network, we've had you as a guest speaker multiple times, and that yes. You're an international speaker, which is a pretty big deal. And you've had the chance to share overseas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I've been to Poland on several occasions. We have a sister church in Poland, and so we do a conference every year called Shine, and we have moved that conference from the Austin area to Poland, to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We do it at Shoreline Dallas, and then we've also done it in Haiti. So every place we do our conference, I get to be a part of it, and it's absolutely amazing.
And I have attended several Shine conferences because of the Dallas affiliation, the Shine Women's Conference. And I'm telling you, this is a powerful, powerful event that, like you said, is held internationally.
Yes.
You know, and I just this past year, the Shine Dallas Conference blew me away. It was so incredibly special. So it's amazing that you get to sort of travel and speak because I know Shine is affiliated with Shoreline there in Austin, was started there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I'll tell you what I love most about the conference, and you used this word earlier, it's a movement. It's a movement of women who are sisters and we do life together. And the beautiful thing about watching this movement happen in different locations with different people and different leaders, the feeling and the atmosphere is the same. You don't necessarily feel like you're in a different location because the spirit of the conference is the same at every location.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clear to see, Cheryl, that God is using you in so many different capacities. But one of the reasons why your story is very special. And as we are looking towards this weekend and celebrating Easter and remembering Good Friday when our Jesus was crucified, you know, one of the things that is so amazing to you is that you did not just start off being an assimilation pastor and over all these volunteers and speaking at these conferences. There was a lot of pain in your childhood, and you've been through a lot. So today, I just want to speak out there to you in the Metroplex today. If you are experiencing pain, this show is for you. If you are experiencing something that seems debilitating, a trial that seems like it is going to overcome you, this show is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because no pain is wasted, and you're going to see that through Cheryl's testimony. Cheryl, let's go back. Let's go back to your childhood years,
sure.
And if you could just give us a little bit of overview of what did you go through, and what was life like?
Great, I'd love to start there. Before I go into that, I want people to know that God has a plan for all of our lives, and sometimes when we think about that He has a plan, we take that lightly. But it's more than a plan. It's a perfect plan, and it's one that's individualistic. It is specific to each person's life. And so as your listeners are hearing my story, I want them to know that He's got something absolutely astounding that's unique to their experience. And that's just the beauty of the God we serve.
Amen.
The beauty of the God we serve. So as a child, I was raised in a beautiful home. We were a middle-class family. My father was in the military. We traveled. We ate together as a family. Our house was the house that all of the kids wanted to hang out with. My father was that dad that everybody wanted. He made things with his hands, and so if he made something for my brothers or one of us, the whole neighborhood ended up wanting a piece of it, and so he'd make it for everybody. And so just an amazing, amazing childhood that I really wouldn't trade for anything, but it all changed in a day. So he would come home from work, and I was the baby of the family, so of course I thought I was his favorite. And I still think that to this day. But he would come home from work every day, and as soon as he opened the door to our living room, I would be waiting for him at the other end of the living room, and I'd run with the biggest amount of speed that I could conjure up, and I'd jump in the air, and he would catch me and throw me up in the air and then bring me back down, and we'd just embrace every day he came home from work.
I love
that. That's what happened. But I'm telling you, Autumn, everything changed in a day. He came home, and I was waiting for him at the other end of the living room, and he had a look about him that said, "Don't run today." And so I just waited at the end of the living room and watched him walk behind me and ended up at the end of the hallway and began to pull things out of the closet as if he were packing. And long story short, we had a family meeting, and he told us that he was leaving and that he would be living on the other side of town in a boarding house, and that he would come to see us and we could call him, that the only thing that would change about our relationship is he wouldn't be in our home.
Wow.
But that's the beginning of a nightmare.
Well, before you go any further, if you're listening, you know, today we're going to talk about and are talking about, you know, severe pain that can actually lead you to purpose. And we have Cheryl Luke. She's one of the pastors at Shoreline Church in Austin, Texas. I attend Shoreline Dallas, so there is a branch here in Dallas as well. You can reach Cheryl at CherylLuke.com. We're in the middle of her story. I want her to get back to it. So there you are. He's given you a look. He's saying, listen, don't run to me today. I'm going to be living across town. I'll see you. Was he going to see you regularly, Cheryl, or where did that sort of lead you?
Yes, he was one phone call away. If he needed anything, he just make the phone call and he would come.
Okay. So what was happening? You know, why did he leave? What happened in that moment? Why did he all of a sudden make the decision to go?
You know, as a child, you don't really understand the details and the significance behind your parents, what my mom would say, grown folk business. And so I never really asked. The only thing that was going on in my mind at that moment is, what did I do wrong? Why is he leaving me? And those phone calls were made, and, you know, the lady on the other end at the boarding house, if you will, we'd pick up the phone, and we'd ask to speak to Mr. Luke, and she would say, I'll go see if he's in his room, and then he would come to the phone. And then one day, my grandmother arrived, and I was outside climbing in the tree. I was the consummate tomboy. I was in a tree waiting for her to come, and they come to the house, and she walks without acknowledging me, mumbling under her breath, he's got all those children over there. I don't understand it.
Wow.
And so I'm curious. I walk in and find out from my grandmother that my father has another family.
Oh, my goodness.
Four children. And
Whoa.
That was devastating.
Okay, so he comes to the door. Don't run to me today. Okay, he moves out.
Yes.
And what was the time difference between him moving out and you finding out that he has another family and has four other children?
Probably 6 months.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, when you're young, you don't, time is undeterminable.
Right, right.
And so it could have been 6 months. It could have been 8 months. It could have been a month.
Wow.
My father was gone. The light of my life had left me.
Wow. Oh, my
goodness. And then I find out that he has another family that he's loving and nurturing the way I wanted him to love and nurture me.
Oh, my goodness. So
wasn't available.
Okay. So this is severe. Okay. I have two girls. I have four children, but two girls who look at their dad and, I mean, he is to them their hero. He is their everything to them. He's, you know, I cannot imagine as a child. How old were you, Cheryl, when this happened?
I was about 7 years old.
You were 7 years. My son is seven. Yep. So you're about 7 years old. Daddy's your hero. And you find out he has a family across town. Okay. Can you take me to what you were thinking when that bomb sort of went off?
I can tell you exactly. I remember it like it was yesterday. I just remember my heart sinking and my stomach feeling sick. And I couldn't believe what was coming out of my grandmother's mouth. I didn't believe her. I didn't want to believe her. But when I looked at my mother, I knew that it was the truth. I knew that she was, my grandmother was telling the truth. And I had to, in that moment, figure out as a little child who really didn't have the capacity to grasp the severity of what was going on, I had to think, okay, my dad is not only gone, he has another family.
Wow. Okay, so immediately, now did you have any sort of, after you found out that he had a family across town, did you have any sort of contact with him from there on out? Did he still keep in contact with you?
He kept in contact with us some. The trouble with that whole scenario is we would call him, and he would promise that he was coming to see us, and he would just not show up.
Oh, man.
So I would get dressed. Instead of going outside and play, I would sit on my couch all day long and wait for him to come because I knew my father was coming. And he would not show up. He just wouldn't show up. And so that devastation and the impact of that devastation lasted several years.
Okay, I can only imagine. Okay, so take us to you're fatherless.
Absolutely.
The pain of that alone is a lot. And honestly, I feel like Satan sort of sees that as his opportunity to steal your purpose.
Right.
Look at her. I can get in and I can sort of show her where her purpose is. But clearly, you're doing ministry right now. Take me to where did you find out that God was your good father, and how did he change this around for something amazing? Take me through that.
I'd love to. The unique thing about God is everything he does or everything that happens to us can be used and will be used for his glory and our good if we allow it. So I remember at night my mother would pray, and you know, she's one of the old school black mamas.
Love
and
it.
So she would be in her room in the middle of her night, and we'd be in our beds asleep, and I could hear her praying. And she just didn't pray, you know, Lord, bless my children. She sang her prayers, and her prayers rang throughout our house. She prayed that God would protect us. She prayed that God would be our father. She prayed that God would provide every need that we had. And she was sick. She had cancer. She was in the hospital. They sent her home to die. She trusted God to bring healing to her body, and he did.
Wow.
And so through those prayers, I believe that I am where I am today because he answers prayer.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Yes. There is nothing like a praying mother.
Nothing.
Nothing. There is so much power in that. And, you know, I believe I am sitting here talking to you, Cheryl, today because my mama, she's we at the Autumn Mile Show, we call it, you get a little bit gangster with your prayer.
Yes.
And, you know, you just, it's not bless all the everyone in the world. It's the prayer of a warrior.
Exactly.
The prayer of the righteous availeth much is what the word tells us. So here your mom has prayed, and, you know, tell me about your transition when you were like, wow, God is my father. He is supplementing what my earthly father has lacked.
Autumn, it took many years
because
the devastation and the seeds that had been planted of, I'm not good enough. My father doesn't love me. Therefore, nobody loves me. Therefore, I shouldn't amount to anything. That takes some time to unpack and deal with. But again, I'm going to go back to that whole prayer life and speaking truth over your children or speaking truth to a situation. Even though you don't see it, you don't see the change happening. It happens over time, and it's happening. It's happening to your listeners as we're speaking right now.
Yeah.
Change is happening, and God is faithful, and he does the work. Our responsibility is to just allow him to do the work and allow him to change our hearts. And before we know it, we're good. We're healed.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you found the Lord, and you're in ministry now.
Yes.
And now, Cheryl, you don't have children of your own. But you haven't birthed them, but you are a mother to many.
Yes.
Tell me about how a girl who goes from losing her father to a giant of the faith that is mothering many. Tell me about that transition.
Sure. The transition started when I watched my mother not only mother us, but mother a community, a whole community. And so mothering comes natural to me. And as females, we are nurturers by nature.
Yeah.
We express God's nurturing side. And so I understood, okay, I don't have any children, but that doesn't mean that I have to remain motherless. Mm-hmm. I call myself another mother.
That's right.
I don't have to be someone's primary mother, but I can be another mother to somebody whose mother isn't present, or whose mother is present and hasn't mothered them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has gifted me with hundreds of individuals younger than me, my age, and older, mm-hmm. that I have the opportunity to not only lead or mentor, but I get to mother them. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I remember you speaking. It was the first time we ever had you speak at the Blush Network conference. It was in L.A. That was like a crazy conference.
Right.
And you flew all the way there. And I had never heard you speak before. And I was sitting in the audience, and you got up, and I remember you singing what your mom would sing to you. And as I was sitting in the audience, I was overcome with such just the power of praise and worship and prayer all together.
Yeah.
And it moved me in a very deep way. And yeah, I remember going back and telling my staff, you know, man, this lady is legit, man. She is amazing. And of course, we've had you back multiple times from that. Well, you have clearly taken what Satan handed you as a rough deal, as
right.
a huge trial, as
yes.
something that was really, he meant evil. Just like with Joseph, he meant evil. He wanted to debilitate you. He wanted to take you off course. And you said, oh no, thanks to your mama's prayers and thanks to you understanding that God is I love that song, The Good, Good Father. God
yes.
is the good, good father.
Yes.
You know, you have allowed, and I love what you said just a couple of minutes ago. He will use it if you allow him to use it. In your
right.
life. God will allow the trials. I remember when I was getting abused by my ex-husband, I remember thinking, God, you have to use this. If you are so big, this is so painful, you have to make use out of this.
Yes.
Because I don't know how I will literally survive if use doesn't come from all this pain. We just have just a short amount of time. Listeners' ears are perking up, Cheryl, and they're saying, I am hurting physically because of my emotional pain.
Right.
What are you talking about? How can this be used? How can a good God do this to me?
Yes.
Talk to that listener today that is desperate for hope. We're talking about Easter this week, desperate for hope. What would you say to them, Cheryl?
I would say that there is a girl that lives in Austin who grew up initially with a good family, great family, and still ended up with an amazing family. But I have been homeless. I have been without food. I remember as a child our electricity was off. I remember wearing the same thing every other day because my mother didn't have the money to buy us food.
Mm.
But I remember, more than that, I remember the faith that came from her mouth when things didn't look good. She spoke the truth because we believe the word of God.
Mm.
And so for anybody out there who's struggling today, I want you to know that every hurt that you've endured, God will use for his good, for his glory, and your good. He never, ever wastes a hurt. And I love the fact that we're doing this during Resurrection Week because God can raise up any individual from any situation, any station in life, and create something absolutely magnificent.
Mm.
Because he's good, and because he's our Father, and because fathers want the best for their children, and most of all, because he's God.
Wow. Amen. Well, that's Cheryl Luke for you. You can reach her at CherylLuke.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Cheryl. I just love you so much. You're
thank you for having
amazing.
Me.
Thank you so much for listening today. Jesus is alive. His hope is alive. And we will proclaim it while God gives us breath in our body. Autumn Miles, I'll see you tomorrow.